Reboot. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now.
On the texts. I'm not ignoring you. It's just the computers are being a bit of a pain. Joe, you're going to have to do me a favour, right?
For me to get texts on here?
No. I want you to just talk.
About because, what? I hate it when you do this. Well, just talk.
I wish they'd label the computers. Because when you want to restart one, this is City Talk's computer roulette. It's like Russian roulette.
Oh, we don't know which one.
So any of the computers in here could go off when I press the button.
But doesn't that mean you can just take the whole station off air?
Yeah, come on. Right, so which one should I go for? Top, middle or bottom?
Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I'd go for the thin one on the top.
Thin one on the top?
Yeah, thin one. Oh.
Is that your final? Higher? Yeah. Lower?
No, top, top.
All right, then, let's see.
Please don't go off. Please don't go off there. Oh, you've shut me down. Right, okay, so that's me. Oh, you've broken mine. And I can't do any work.
So where are we going? Lower!
Right,
lower!
Okay, so
lower!
We're going to have to go... No, I don't know. We're going to have to go lower. Go on, middle. If you hear a gap, just bear with us. Just bear with us a sec if everything goes wrong.
There we are.
You turn the radio station off.
Yes. That's the honest answer. Yes, I've turned the radio station off.
Can you turn it back on again, please?
It should turn
back
on.
So is that
on.
All the three and nothing has happened to yours?
Yeah, mine is...
Well, go under your desk.
One, and it'll not go... What do you want me to go under
yours
my desk
is the middle
for?
One. You have to keep your finger on it for quite a while. You don't just press it like tiny. Keep your finger in until it shuts down.
I've got my finger in.
This kind of... Right, now it's off.
Right,
now
okay.
Turn it back on again.
Now we've got no computers turned on.
Don't ever tell me that I don't know what I'm doing technically anymore.
Where's the button for this?
Oh, this should have all been sorted out before we went on the radio, Nixie.
Well, how can we do that? Hold on, there we are.
There we go.
Bloody computers.
Can you put some, the music back on?
No, because the thing that plays all the music out...
Have you broken that?
It's off. But should that top one not start working again now, I could have to do the advert for Allerton Mobility and the Chinese restaurant Buffet Star. And also, come on, let me think of it. There was another advert that I could do. I could do it they're the only two adverts I can think of.
You should never press the
button. I'm all right for Chinese food and mobility.
The bottom one is clearly the biggest one, which means it's the most important. So you should really never touch the bottom one. I didn't tell you to touch the bottom one, did
you
I?
You did? You so did.
I said top and middle.
Right then. So there we are. I've came into work and my absolutely sod all seems to be working tonight, doesn't it?
Everything's going against you, but it doesn't matter.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play you a little flashback. This is the original Howard advert from the Halifax ad. This is where it all started. And you heard our last caller there. He actually went to the NatWest after these adverts started coming on.
Maybe I'm a banker who's completely upset.
Maybe you're a what?
Got a little something that's bound to impress.
Look at them glasses.
This current account pays a higher amount.
Right, all together, Charlie Boy and Joe.
Interest.
Ready?
Now you
I know he was just going to sing it there. It was more than one verse.
You're meant to be a DJ as well. Just give it. Meant to know about music type things.
God, I want to slap him. All together now. Extra, extra. No, you want more.
I don't know the words, I know what that
sounds. Extra, extra, you messed it up. They've gone down the tubes because of you.
It's easy to change. It's not Howard's fault. Howard works in a bank. So somebody says, do you want to be in an advert or make you a star? He goes, yeah, what will you do it?
I just want to check something.
Maybe I'm a banker.
Banker.
Yeah. I think we got a letter wrong there.
He looks like my cousin. Like, seriously, I know that's the silliest thing to say, but he really does look like my cousin.
Maybe he is your cousin.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Is your cousin black?
No. No, but like...
What?
Facial features. That's what I'm just...
If Howard was white, then he would look like my cousin.
What? I know what you mean.
What?
He just means his features.
No, that just doesn't work.
Why?
So you've got a cousin who is the white Howard?
Yes.
Can you get a photo of this person?
I will try.
Oh my God, the white Howard. Right.
Yeah, but I can't tell him because we used to always take the mickey out my cousin when we were younger as well, because he used to also look like Harold Bishop. And as he's grown older, he's moved away from Harold Bishop towards Howard.
Is it just people beginning with H that he looks like?
It could be.
That's a really bizarre combination, Harold Bishop and Howard. And for anybody who doesn't know what we're on about, this is the advert with the Chinese boy who's got the head that's far bigger than his body. Look at it. Woke up this morning, feeling look at the head on that.
I think it's just his hair that makes...
That wasn't the real one.
That is brilliant.
Will you please check the YouTubes you play out before you play them out?
Oh, we got a delay if he'd said, you know, the F word, which I didn't think was going to go.
Buy something.
That is the best video. I'm putting that on the website. Listen to this, right? He comes out the Halifax branch.
Morning, watch out for
Thomas
swearing.
From Leeds. We've a cone to count that. And there's a truck runs him over. Oh, that is just great. I love that. That's one of the funniest things I've seen for ages. Oh, that's great.
You can be right nasty, you, sometimes.
I'd be right nasty, can I?
Yeah, I don't know why I went to, like, some extra from Emmerdale Farm. You can be right nasty, you can.
Goodness sake, Joe, it's not been Emmerdale Farm.
Oh, is it not? Like... What is it?
When was it Emmerdale Farm last?
Well, I've never watched it, and I don't watch the farm thing.
No, the farm was that terrible, you know, sort of reality thing, celeb reality show where Rebecca Lewis, the pig.
Oh, I know. How horrid. Did she do that because she was told to, or because she wanted to?
Would you want to do that to a pig for pleasure?
Was that part of the deal of the programme? She had to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wouldn't do it.
I remember speaking to her, and she said she didn't enjoy it. But yeah, what a horrible thing to have to do. But farmers do it all the time.
I wouldn't have done that.
For how much money? For like, she was paid 50 grand to go on the farm.
No, I couldn't do that. It's a pig.
Would you do that, Charlie boy? Would you, you know, what Rebecca Lewis did with the pig on the farm? It was an actual sort of... You know,
yeah, it wasn't. Why not?
It wasn't a fun thing. It was a technical thing that farmers have to do all the time. You still wouldn't do it. Look at the look I'm getting off
it. I come off it. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. No. I'd feel like I was...
Would you milk a cow?
Yeah, well, that's different. That's not a sexual part of the cow.
Is it not? Udders.
No.
Well, but it goes on with horses as well.
Yeah, I know that they have to do it to you know, make new horses and stuff. But...
To make new horses.
I know, I understand.
Oh, God, you're on form tonight,
but
aren't you?
I personally couldn't bring myself to do that because I kind of feel like I was doing something bad to
the
horse.
It's not a hobby. So there we are.
You've not played any music tonight. I feel a bit weird. Can you play something?
What do you mean?
You've not played any, like, of your intro themes or anything?
I have. Have you not noticed?
No.
I played the Muse one at the top of the show. I've played my new little one. Have you not noticed at all?
No.
What do you like?
Play the new one. I like the new one.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Can you do it again?
Late Night Nixie. City Talk
105.9. Oh, I did hear it, yeah. Is it Some Girls Aloud?
Oh, you worked it out straight away.
Yeah. Is it? No, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Yeah, it's good. I like Girls Aloud.
I'm really upset that you got it straight away.
You know that my talent in life is name that tune.
Well, you know what? I did a little advert for to publicise the show.
Yeah.
Which never actually got onto the air today on City Talk.
I know, that's my fault. I didn't know you'd done one. I said send me an email, let me know you've done it. You didn't, so I thought, oh, he's not done it.
Did she play it? No.
Well, you didn't tell me you've done it.
Right, so this is what I made, right? I made this to publicise what was on the show tonight. Hi, this is Nixie.
Hi.
Back tonight at 10 o'clock on City Talk 105.9.
Now.
For Late Night Nixie. We do it every Friday between 10 and 2. And tonight, we're talking about this whole banks being taken over, stock markets going, But what I did plan to do...
What else did you have on it? Why have you turned it off?
No, because it's just boring. Anyway, what I did plan to do, and I had a really creative idea when I sat at home last night, and a Morrison's advert came on, and I even wrote a script, but I couldn't quite get it right, and I lost my rag with it and ended up just doing a normal one with a City Talk jingle. But will I try and do what I was going to do for the advert? Right. And I had to source an instrumental piece of music, and that's how I found an album on the internet with like instrumentals of all the songs, all the current songs, like the Kooks and all that, the instrumental versions of all the tunes, which is really, really good.
Right, I'm a bit confused. Go on. What?
Right. It was going to go...
Are you doing a live jingle?
Yeah, it was going to go like this. Hello, I'm Alan Hansen. Listen to Late Night Nixie tonight from 10, and we'll help you to save some money. But as you can guess, my Scottish accent's no very good. But you get strawberries for 29 pence a punnet. There we are.
That would have been funny. Why didn't you do that?
Because, actually, my attempt doing it now live was a lot better than all the... do you know how many takes I did? I did about 20 takes in it, trying to get it right. And I even went on the internet and found the instrumental version of Take That and Shine.
It's nice. I like this.
It's really good.
You should have done that and then sent me an email saying it was there. Then I could have got it played out for you today on City Talk 105.9. But you didn't do that and you didn't tell me.
If I knew the words,
you'd sing.
I would sing this little song.
Thank the Lord you don't know them then, eh?
Because I'll shine. Because I'll shine. Stop.
You don't know what I do, but I'm not going to do it. Singing on the radio doesn't work.
Yeah, but that was my whole creative idea, which it would have been quite good, wouldn't it?
I liked your accent.
No.
Was it convincing, Charlie boy?
Not at all. It was just funny listening to it.
I'm Alan Hansen. That's not bad. You know who Alan Hansen is? Oh, see, Charlie boy doesn't
the
even...
The guy from the Morrison advert.
No. No.
Who is he, really?
Was he not a footballer or
yes,
something?
Yes, he was.
And who,
yes.
And who did he play for?
Oh, I don't know that either. It'd be either Celtic or Rangers. No. But who, Liverpool? Is it Liverpool?
Well
really?
Really? I was about to say Hearts.
Stupid idiots I'm working with. Honestly?
We used to call him Alan's Handsome, is he?
You what?
Me and my best friend. we thought we were very funny because rather than Alan Handsome, we called him Alan's Handsome, is he? But, you know, never mind. That was just us.
Oh, dear me. Honestly.
Late Night Nixie. City Talk 105.9.